The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
Five Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night High School Basketball. Welcome to the countdown to tip-off of tonight's game. Let's go courtside for the preview of tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's another special edition of Friday Night Basketball in North Georgia on this Saturday afternoon and evening. Live from the Legacy Arena in Douglasville, west of Atlanta, this is East Hall Viking Playoff Basketball here on 97.5 Glory FM. Along with Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you courtside here from the Legacy Arena, back in our studios in Gainesville, producing game as always, Nathan Laddie. We're down to the final four. Four teams left playing for the Class AAA State Basketball Championship. It's the East Hall Vikings taking on the Razorbacks across Creek High out of Augusta with the winner to play for the state championship Wednesday in Macon at 7:30 p.m. And we'll be there to bring you the play-by-play of Vikings playoff basketball. Back on Wednesday, as you heard here, it was East Hall defeating Calhoun 67-52 to advance to the semifinals today, while Cross Creek was the winner over Baldwin to make it to the Final Four. And we're here at a new venue. It's been here for a few years, I understand. It is the home court of the Birmingham Squadron of the NBA G League here, and it is a huge arena, probably next to the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, the largest facility in the state of Georgia. And there have been a lot of people here watching high school basketball, Joe.
Yeah, we had a good crowd here earlier with the Heritage and the Pickens County girls. Pickens County folks brought a bunch of folks. They've got the way the sections are, you've got a bunch of seats and then stairs and a bunch of seats around. At mid-court, right behind us, Pickens had two sections filled up and Heritage had one section filled up, and then they were scattered out around it. But it's a nice playing area. It's wide open, right on the court, outside the court. As you and I were talking before we went on the air, the backdrop is the one big issue that I would – hope doesn't affect our shooters tonight. I noticed with Ellison Steinhauer in the Pickens game, seemed to affect her a little bit in her three-point shooting tonight. So I'm hoping that our boys will get up here and shoot the ball really well tonight here in this arena.
In the girls' matchup right before our game, it was Heritage of Catoosa defeating Pickens, eliminating the Dragonettes from the state championship. So it'll be Heritage of Catoosa playing for the state title coming up on Wednesday in Macon. We got lots more to talk about as we count down to tip off. Tip will be at 7 p.m. this evening from Douglasville. And Joe and I am back after this 2-minute timeout. It's your team, the East Hall Viking Playoff Basketball on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student-athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student-athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway. Eat more chicken!
And we're back here in Douglasville, west of Atlanta, as Glory is on the road with you once again, bringing you another Saturday of East Hall Viking playoff basketball. It all began a couple of weeks ago at home with the Vikings defeating North Clayton. And then last Saturday, they were victorious over Jefferson in their last game at the Seth Vining Gym. Back on Wednesday, we traveled to Calhoun with that victory over the Yellow Jackets. And that team had just lost two games all year before East Hall defeated them. As Chuck Graham and I were talking about this morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show, I mentioned back on Wednesday night, remember, East Hall's going to get shots. Joe Dix knows that. Mm-hmm. But he is a defensive-minded coach. That's going to be a big thing to win the ball game tonight.
Well, and they're going to have to play defense. You know, you look at Cross Creek Mike, and they've got 2 6-7s, a 6'4", and 1 2 3 6'3s, and they got some guys that can jump pretty well. Watching them go out there and warm up, as East Hall was there a few minutes ago, they can leap. And it'll be an athletic game. And that's East Hall has to stay out of foul trouble. I always say that. They've got to play under control. Jody Dudley needs to have a good ball game to take the pressure off of either Bray Langston or Miles Mitchell bringing the ball up the floor. So if they can do that, now they let them play in the girls' game. I presume they'll let them play in this game. Now, when I say let them play, they were bodying up out front bringing the ball up, but nobody was pushing and shoving, none of that stuff. They were calling any of that stuff underneath. So it was a good call ball game from the girls' game that I watched. I figure the boys' game, but you know there's going to be some guys a lot of tipping as we saw East Hall do a couple of nights ago, and you know they're going to have to keep control of the basketball tonight for sure.
We'll see if they can get any charges called in this ball game. Be one big thing, Joe. You know?
Exactly, and hey, if you're playing defense, if they can get back and play good defense, spot up and get that spot, that's going to make a lot of difference.
So when you look at the records of these teams, still. I think a lot of people don't give East Hall the respect because they look at the record and go, okay, this is not a very good basketball team. But, again, if you look at what the Vikings have done all season long, they have been on a streak except the two losses to Jefferson. They've been perfect since Lanierland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you look at they're 14-15 right now. They were 2-13 right there at one time. Since then, they've gone on a 12-2 run, the only two losses coming to Jefferson. And then they wound up beating Jefferson a couple of times in the region championship and then again in the state tournament. They've won 12 of the 13. Last loss was February the 4th, 61-59 to Jefferson at East Hall. They beat Oconee in the region, then beat Jefferson by 6 in the region, then beat in state, they beat North Clayton by 24, Jefferson by 24, in Calhoun the other night by 15. So they played very well down the stretch. They had a nice little run against Calhoun, a 11-0 run there in the first half. It was 11-11 after the first quarter. And I was thinking about that. I was coming over to the station today. I said, if they could play even in the first quarter and kind of like a boxer, fill each other out, then maybe they can go on one of those East Hall runs there in the second and third quarter and bust it open a little bit.
And think about it, too, is also you look at the region that they play in, as Chuck and I talked about this morning, I think Region 8 AAA got this team ready for the state run.
Yeah, I think so. You got some really tough competition, and Joe does that on purpose. And, you know, playing the teams that he does early on, I think, gets you ready for now. Now, of course, we've talked about Jamarcus heading on and playing college football down at Kennesaw State. We talk about Richardson Gamu transferring up with Dad. Dad's coaching at Lumpkin. And then we talk about Bray being injured, not coming in until Christmas. Sure, that affected that 2-13 record. You probably, I'm not going to say it would have been 13-2, but it would have been at least 500 coming in. So, that being said, they're just now getting their feet under them, if you will, and playing as a good cohesive unit. And I think that speaks volumes for what Coach Joe Dix has been able to do with this team.
Well, the thing about it is that anybody on this team has been contributing. Somebody different every game,
exactly.
It seems like.
Exactly. Well, a few nights ago, it was Sebastian Spinelli stepped up. You know, Sebastian, that night he had, let me find my spot here. Sebastian had 12.
Yep.
But then Bray had his 19, Chasen Jones, shipped him with 18, played really well. A few nights ago up at East Hall, Cooper Barton led the way with 20 points and was deadly from outside that night. You know, the other night, Cooper only hit the 1-3, but everybody kind of filled in behind him. Cohen Bryant has had big nights where he scored in double figures. So it really just depends on the night and how they do.
Cohen is a quiet leader on this team.
Yeah.
And then the newest member of the team from the start of 2026 was Jody Dudley,
mm-hmm. yep.
who came
exactly.
up from the JV team mm-hmm. and has been an instrumental part of this team.
Exactly. Jody coming up has been able to handle, take the pressure off of Bray and been able to go down and handle basketball. And he's done a really good job for a freshman handling the basketball for him.
We got much more for you. We're counting down the tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off live in the Legacy Arena in Douglasville. Join Mike with you here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
And we're back here from the Legacy Arena in Douglasville. We're west of Atlanta as Glory's on the road. Took us about 3 hours to get here because of the traffic. And there were traffic accidents. There's construction.
Yep.
All kind of things going on getting to this place. And as I was telling Nathan off air, it's like in the middle of nowhere. This thing is out, you know, west of Atlanta. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. you got this humongous facility, Joe.
You got this facility, and then go up. I had to drop Mike off. I had to go up a street and go back and park past the community center back at the ball fields, which I'm guessing is the park and rec fields, because there's a bunch of them back there for Douglas County or Douglasville. We're back there with them, and it worked fine. There's a lot of folks parked back there. That's for Dalton, sure.
Yeah, and I was telling him, trying to compare it to Hall County. The last time I remember, there are not that many high schools. I think I could name four, maybe five here in Douglas County. And so you look at it, when you start going west from Atlanta, there's not that much industry, not that much infrastructure, that kind of thing. It's all going south from Atlanta and not really going west toward Alabama. And so it's interesting to see how they can even afford this building. This is twice as big as the Gas South Arena down in Gwinnett County at 316 and 85. So it's amazing to me, and it's a great place for the first time ever to have the GHSA play their high school basketball semifinals here. And there are three other sides that are holding Final Fours this afternoon and this weekend. You got Fort Valley State College, which we were at the last couple of years, down south of Macon, to the mm-hmm. southwest of Macon. Then also you have the new Aikens Ford Center over in Athens, which I think is a really great place to have
yep.
ball games there. And also the GSU Convocation Center, where Gainesville lost their semifinal game yesterday to Woodward Academy 62-61, with the Elephants season coming to a close. It was a perfect year at 30-0. And Joe, I'm thinking it probably would have been a record for most consecutive wins by a team. I don't know how the Elephants did the second year after Jerry Davis' team went 30-0 back in 83 and
won
the
state championship. They lost one or two the next year, but I don't know why they started out.
Right.
But they had two really good back-to-back years.
The old day, no doubt about it. They lost that one year, I think it was 82, to Decatur in the state championship. Then they went undefeated the following year to win the state title. But that's how close Gainesville came to really making history this year for Coach Charlamagne Gibbons and his team falling to Woodward Academy 62-61. And again, it just gives you another example how difficult it is to win a state championship in the Georgia High School Association.
Well, it is. Well, you know, you get used to playing in high school gymnasiums, and then when you go to a different arena, you know, we talked about the backdrop a lot the last couple of weeks, and I told you I'm a little bit concerned about this one because down here to our right where East Hall is in the first half, they've got these huge screens that'll actually be showing the game right now. It's just white with a GHSA logo and Class AAA state semifinals. Well, if you're at the right wing or the left wing shooting, your backdrop is the goal and then that white screen. That could be tough on a shooter if you're not really geared into the front of that rim. On the other end, it's not as bad. Now, you've got some white screens along the way with just advertising stuff, which is nice. But backdrop-wise for a shooter, especially 16, 17, 18 years old, sometimes that could be tough.
Well, the big thing, too, is I think what kind of defense will Cross Creek put on East? I'm really assuming there's going to be a man-to-man type defense, and that should be beneficial to the Vikings.
I think it will. I think it'll be man-to-man, but I also think that they'll do a lot of trapping. As
yep.
long as they are, looking at these guys
sure.
down here to our left, they're very long. They look like they could be athletic and different than back in the day where everybody wore the same kind of shoes. They've got probably 13 players in 13 different color shoes on their team. So you never know what could happen.
Again, our friend Chuck Graham, our expert on the Saturday Morning Sports Show, talking basketball, the head coach at West Hall. He is from the Augusta area. He said he's got a cousin who plays on the team, and he also coached like some of these players' dads at AAU back in the day. So it's like, okay. He said, but they are very athletic, Joe, and
yeah.
that's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, and, you know, a couple of years ago, was it Lumpkins girls had to go against this group and the girls, and
yep.
they were very athletic from
yes.
what I saw. So, you know, that this I'm sure will be a very athletic game. Augusta is known for athletes, and they'll get on the floor and they'll get after them, I'm sure.
This school has taken over probably the top spot when it comes to boys and girls basketball mm-hmm. there in Richmond County with all the schools they have there. This is right now the premier team when it comes to high school basketball
right.
there in Richmond County and Augusta.
Their last loss was on December the 26th to Grayson by 4. And they've won 17 in a row. They beat Harlem and Baldwin in the Baldwin beat them the first matchup this year in overtime. And since then, they beat Baldwin, who's in their region, 3 times. They beat Harlem and Baldwin in the region, then beat Whitewater in the first round of state, Westover, and then Baldwin. And Westover and Baldwin, ironically, they beat them both by the same score, 59-52, in both those games. So, you know, they held them down. They've scored over 100 twice this year. Definitely East Hall's got to be ready for a high-scoring contest to get them down the floor. But they've got to keep Cross Creek off the boards tonight and get the defensive rebounds.
I think one thing the Vikings have to do for Coach Dix is change up the defense and go maybe with a 2-3, 1-2-2 type of defense at times to keep that length you're talking about getting close to the basket. And we'll see what kind of three-point shooting they have.
Yeah, and you got to do that. You might want to come out. You want to get ahead early like they have, keep it even after the first quarter or be ahead. You don't want to dig yourself a hole, so you've got to go inside. They'll go to their go-to man, Bray, a good bit early on, let him draw fouls. Another big point, as I always say, is free throws. We have got to hit free throws tonight. And the other night was a good indication. We did pretty good. We were 8 of 12. We didn't shoot a lot, but we hit 3-4s. We were 75%, so that's good. If we can do 75-80% tonight, I think that'll be an advantage for us late in the game.
Well, I think one thing that was a big advantage for the team back on Wednesday was taking away the home court advantage of Calhoun.
Oh, it did. Well, and in talking with the trainer from East Hall, they're probably in traffic. No, I see a bunch of them down here to our right.
They're just getting here, aren't they?
They brought about 60 in from East Hall students in today. Brought a busload down, which is really cool. Coach Adam Rich had a bunch over at Calhoun the other day, and that really could be a big difference maker in how loud they get. they're letting them light up beyond the barrier down there. So if they get nice and loud, that might be a difference maker here in the game.
I think that could help an East Hall run, and we're looking forward to a couple of them in the ball game this evening. We continue to count down to tip off. East Hall's getting ready for the game. We tip things off at 7. We're back in 2 minutes here from Douglasville on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway. Eat more chicken!
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Welcome back to High School Basketball, 97.5 Glory FM. We're on the road with you once again with the East Hall Vikings boys basketball team as they take on the Razorbacks at Cross Creek in the final four, the semifinals of the 2026 Georgia High School Association Class AAA State Basketball Playoffs. Winner will play against the Harlem Bulldogs on Wednesday night at 7:30 from the Macon Coliseum for the championship. And Joe, I think there's one important thing that is really helping East Hall is that the experience of Joe Dix, and I mentioned before, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yep. Joe Dix has coached the state championship at East Hall mm-hmm. in his first season at East Hall back in 2004 or 2005. They won the state championship, and so you have someone who's been there, done that, and with the coaches that they have there with Coach Justin, we are helping out with what they do there with Joe Dix. Is that okay? Here, guys. It's what you got to do to win a state championship.
Exactly. Well, the tutelage under Coach Vining and working with him on a state championship and then coaching one as a head coach, it means the world. And you can all that experience that you gain and win. And what I've mentioned at Calhoun the other night, he is so good at seeing the floor
yes.
and recognizing what he needs to be doing right then and calling out an offense or defense. I know the other night he was on the baseline one time. His guys come sprinting down the floor, and he sprints toward the official hollering timeout because he saw something he didn't like. Boom, he changed it, and they got a basket out of it. So, you know, Joe's very good at that, and hopefully he won't have to sprint towards the referee tonight, but hopefully he'll be able to see the floor tonight as well too.
And this one thing, too, we don't know about the officials in this ball game, how the Georgia High School Association named them to be the officials in this ball game, and have they worked together before. That's one of the big things we talked about, Joe, and their chemistry they're going to have in this ball game.
Yeah. Well, in the last game, if this game winds up like the last game, those guys worked together well, and they're standing right here in front of us, and honestly, I think that they'll work together well just seeing their, you know,
technique.
Well, that their communication with each other right now. I believe that they'll get along very well. And at least I hope so.
Yes.
So, you know, we got to just go Vikings tonight. We got to make sure that we stay on top of things, play good defense, stay out of foul trouble, and hit the free throws when we get to go to the line.
Well, that's the big thing here as we get ready for this special event. It is a special time And I mentioned this morning, we'll mention the starting lineups when they come out here in a few moments, but just the wide variety. You go from a senior to a junior to a sophomore to a freshman and back to a junior or to a senior, according to that fifth man's going to be this evening. It's amazing when you have that kind of talent. It's from the different levels, different age groups there. And you got the freshmen there from Jody Dudley all the way up to the seniors there with Chase and Jones, and really the vast experience those seniors can give to these young guys. And they have proven here, you know, you can't say really they're freshmen playing their 30th game, but I tell you what, they have really come strong.
They have. East Hall has four seniors. On the other side, Cross Creek's got five. But East Hall will start a freshman, sophomore, two juniors, and a senior tonight, as they usually do.
Right.
And, you know, that a good mix. And like I mentioned earlier, Jody Dudley moving up there after Christmas. I think that's been a big addition for them, finding that person that can lead them on the floor.
Yes.
As that point guard position. They've got Miles Mitchell that can come in and plays real well. Matthew Griffin does. Brock Gillespie on the wing plays well. And when Cooper Martin comes in, he could be a difference maker, as we've seen this year. Him, Cohen Bryant, or Sebastian Spinelli, as he was the other night. Sebastian not only scored his 12 points, but he was able to get on the boards pretty good the other night. You know, he's kind of one of those guys at 6'4", he kind of gets lost in the big picture of things, if you will. But he can sneak in there and get a tip or get up and get a rebound for you.
Well, back on Wednesday in Calhoun, Joe went 9 deep, and it'd be great to have everybody played up, because if they do, you know you're going to win.
Exactly. And that'd be a good thing. And early and often, that's what we like to say, is scored early and often tonight.
We don't think there's going to be a national anthem here before this game. And if there is, we'll take a timeout to get ready, because the way the acoustics are in this building, it's going to be very difficult to hear a national anthem. The PA is going to be very difficult also to hear the PA announcer here.
Exactly. You got about 1 minute here before we start. They've met with the captains and the coaches. East Hall will be sitting down to our left. We're right at midcourt. Mike and I are looking right across at the score table. They have the score right on the front with the clock and the time, and then they'll have the clock and the shot clock up above the backboard on each side, and then they have the big drop down, the thing at the top up here that has the score, the timeouts. Does not give me the individual foul, so I'll kind of have to guess at that, but I don't think that'll be a problem.
Coming up next, you hear the play-by-play of high school basketball, Final Four time, with East Hall and Cross Creek on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Broadcasting the excitement of local high school basketball, 97.5 Glory FM WGTJ presents Friday Night Basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, Long Street Cafe, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Chick-fil-A. It's time for the tip-off of Friday Night Basketball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Live from the Legacy Arena in Douglasville, Georgia, the Georgia High School Association and WGTJ Radio present the 2026 Class AAA Boys Basketball Tournament. It's semifinal time, the Final Four, with the Razorbacks of Cross Creek out of Augusta taking on our East Hall Vikings. Along with Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you, we are courtside here from the Legacy Arena back at home, producing the game as always, Nathan Laddie, as we bring you the very best of where your home team for North Georgia sports, as we get ready for the starting lineups to be introduced and then the play-by-play of this Final Four game. Winner to take on the Harlem Bulldogs on Wednesday at 7:30 from the Macon Coliseum. We'll be with you at 7:05, the pregame show, and tip at 7:30 live from Macon as we follow the Vikings here in the state playoffs. And it's really great to, from our vantage point, to be able to bring you as much coverage as possible from the different teams we've followed so far in the state playoffs, from the North Hall girls to the Cherokee Bluff girls to the East Hall boys. And it's really been a special time for us here in the last couple of weeks, and we'll get through with basketball coming up next week. Then we'll start baseball. But now we get ready for the starting lineups to be introduced. We'll do it along with the PA announcer. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture. You got Cross Creek are in a dark gray uniform with black on white numbers. They'll start a junior, number 2, Derek Shine Jr. They'll start a senior, number 5, Dontrell Jackson. They'll start a senior, number 12, Ian Leverett. They'll start a senior, number 21, Rashad Luke. And the last starter will be number 1, a junior, Freshad Tisby. One of 2 6'7" bookends. They'll be starting for Cross Creek. And for our East Hall Vikings, all in white with black numbers, the old gold trim and piping on their uniforms. 14-15, overall record, 8-3 out of region 8, 3A. Coach Joe Dix, the head coach. They will start a scene of a sophomore, number 15, Brock Gillespie. I'm going to go in number order as they've done them here tonight. Then they'll start a freshman, number 30, Jody Dudley. They go with positions, how they start them out there, Michael. Then they'll come in there with number 55, a junior, Cohen Bryant. Then you'll have a senior, number 3, Chasen Jones. And then number 4, a junior, Bray Langston. Those will be your starters as usual for East Hall Cross Creek, 24-5, 15-1 out of Region 4, 3A. Lawrence Kelly, the head coach for Cross Creek. East Hall will be going left to right here in the first half. Cross Creek just the opposite. We're sitting right at midcourt. I'm right on the line, just maybe a step to the right of the line. Three officials as assigned by GHSA on the court. And they'll throw it up here right at 7:02. Official makes sure his two umpires are in position. They are. Toots his whistle. And there he goes, the toss. Bray Langston wins it, and he's out of bounds right there. As they knock it out, Bray hit it a little long, and Brock hit on was on the line, and it will be Cross Creek's basketball to start the game. Number 5, Dontrell Jackson, will take it out. Yeah, your possession will be reset the shot clock, reset the game clock, because it shouldn't have started, so there'll be only 8 minutes.
Yep.
I think that's what they're waiting on to get it set. And they're going ready to start. They will. They get it in the backcourt. That was Jackson. Threw it in the backcourt to Shine Jr. He brings it up against Dudley. He's tall in the man-to-man. They give it over to Leverett. Leverett wants to go to the basket. He does. And it's going to be a foul, I think. Is it a blocking foul? Chasen Jones was in there.
It's on Chasen.
It's on Chasen. So that'll be first on Chasen as the man went to the basket. That was Shine Jr. No, excuse me. That was number 12, Leverett. Leverett will get two free throws on with just underway here in the first quarter. No score yet. Leverett misses his first one. Still 0-0.
And there may be a lot of missed shots in this ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Leverett to get one more. That one's good on the second shot right there, number 12. Ian Leverett, 1-for-2. 1-0 Cross Creek. East Hall brings it up, give it to Chasen. Chasen kicks it in the corner to Brock. Brock 3. That's a 2-ball. Excuse me, no good. Rebound by number 5, Jackson. Jackson hurries. Oh, they go in a hurry, Michael. They get up in the left-handed layup on the far side by number 2, Shine Jr. 3-0. Them.
They're
and
quick.
They get it in. They get it up, and they throw it away, and then Gray blocks the shot by Leverett. It's a scrum on the floor, and it'll be a hell ball.
East Hall's ball.
And let's see as you got three guys, two white jerseys and two dark jerseys down there. It should be East Hall's basketball. They're saying no, it's going to be their basketball because we gained possession and stepped on the line. So we got possession. It'll be their possession right here.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll go that way. Okay, I understand.
25 on the shot clock. Cross Creek will inbound it. You'll have Shine Jr. throwing it in. Shine looks and looks and looks. Throws it high up to number 12, Leverett. Leverett has it here on the left wing. Gets it down to Jackson. Jackson guarded by Bray. Bray knocks it away, but Jackson gets it back. Set back. Bray partially blocks the three ball. No good. And Cohen Bryant comes away. Gives it to Jody Dudley. Jody brings it up the far side. 7:04 and a quarter. Goes deep in the corner to Chasen. Chasen comes over to this side to Cohen. Cohen back outside to Brock. Brock goes down low to Chasen. Chasen lost control. Chasen gets it back into Brock. Brock with 17 out to Jody way out front. Jody here on the right wing. Cohen telling him to come up beside him. Jody hadn't yet. Now he goes. It's going to be a blocking foul Not there. Good job. They came off the screen. The foul's going to be on number one, Tisby. As he tried to come off the screen, Tisby got in Jody's way. And that'll be the first foul on Cross Creek with 6:41 here in the quarter.
First set of the ball game.
Brock comes out. Cooper Barton goes in. Cooper throws it in the back court to Jody Dudley. Jody brings it in the front court against Shine. Gives it to Chasen. Chasen wants to go inside. He gets fouled by 21. I believe it is Luke.
Game
number
player.
Five, excuse me, Dontrell Jackson. That'll be first on Jackson. His second.
Keep doing that,
his
Jody.
First.
You'll give him foul trouble.
Yep. Keep taking it inside. Jody to trigger it in. They're going to reset the shot clock up to 25. They'll say, yeah, they got it set. 6:33 in the quarter. 3-0 your score, Cross Creek. Bounce pass in to Chasen. Chasen wants to work inside. Got knocked away, stolen by Cross Creek. That was Jackson. Then they go over here in the corner to Leverett. Leverett kicks it back outside to Shine. Shine here on the left side goes against Jody Dudley with 23 on the shot clock. Shine has it way outside, wants to go to the basket, gets it back outside to Luke. Rashad gets it back out to Leverett. Leverett wants to go inside, kicks it way out in the corner. They kick it over to on the far side to Leverett. Leverett shoot three ball, no good. And a foul going to be called on number 12. He came down and slapped Cohen Bryant. And the foul will be on Leverett, I believe. That'll be his first, team third. And 3-0 to score. 5:57 East Hall yet to score. 3 minutes into the game, or 2 minutes into the game. Jody Dudley way out front. Real tight, man-to-man deep. Backdoor dunk by the big man. Beautiful pass by Jody. And number four, Bray Langston just elevated and dunked it. He threw it right at the goal, and Bray got it and threw it down.
And that was a quick pass, too.
And the Craig gets the crowd excited for East Hall. 3-2 your score. Just a little flip over the top. He saw him going, and Bray went up and, boom, threw it down. Cross Creek gets it. Cooper almost intercepts. Cooper got it, but was close to the line. He was out of bounds. Good hustle by Barton. Cross Creek will have it. 5:37 in the quarter. 3-2 your score, Cross Creek. The Razorbacks, and they're going to set the clock. That's in, yeah, it should be at 35. It's on 25. So they're having to got that set. Now they're ready. Number one, Tisby, will take it out of bounds for the Razorbacks. The other man up there is Jackson in the backcourt. Tisby will have it as Bray guards him. Bray goes up and knocks it back in his face. Not really, literally in his face, but knocks it out behind the bench. So it's still Cross Creek's ball.
You can tell defense right now is going to be the key of the game.
Coach Kelly down on that end kind of pushes his way to the very end of the court and tosses the ball to the referee. Say Bray's going to guard him again. They're going to throw it in deep. Get it in here to number five, Jackson. He wants to go down the floor. He kind of slid. No call. Rebound by them. Jackson got it, went to the floor. Nice ball handling. On the floor, you got two, three guys on it, and it'll be a jump ball as Sebastian and Cooper Barton got on the floor. Along with Jackson, it'll be a hell ball in Esau's basketball.
Sebastian Spinelli came in that last break there.
Cooper Barton landed right on that right hip. I know how you feel, brother. We'll get it over to Jody in the backcourt. Jody will bring it into the front court now against pressure from Shine. Gets it over to Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt, and that's going to be a foul. Nope, it'll be a jump ball. Number five, he squared away, did Cooper. And number five, Jackson, as soon as he turned around, got his hands on the basketball for a jump ball. Cross Creek will throw it in now. Barton giving up a little size out of Jackson, about 3 or 4 inches. They get in the backcourt to Jackson. Cooper will guard him full court. 5:17 in the quarter. 3-2, you scored. Oh, look at that. Little man knocks it away.
Right,
and then Bray gets on it, gives it over to Sebastian. Spinelli dribbles up. He gives it back to Cohen, who lost it. And they'll get it, and that'll be Jackson. Jackson wants to go. Offensive foul. No, it's a travel. And number one, Tisby got it. I thought he knocked Bray down. Bray fell, but it's a travel on Tisby, and it'll be East Hall's basketball. 5:03 in the quarter. Still 3-2 your score. Cross Creek in the lead. They'll press. 2-1-2 pressure by the Razorbacks. Jody in the backcourt. Over the top to Spinelli. Sebastian back over near side to Jody. Jody brings it up. Jody in the front court, crossover dribble, gets it over here to Cooper. Cooper three, and off the back iron. Rebound by their little guy, number two, Shine. Shine will bring it up, left-handed pass. down on the baseline to Leverett. Leverett, two ball, no good. They hustle after it, but Spinelli got the rebound. Spinelli in a hurry to Cooper. Cooper, and the pass was a little, led him a little too much to the outside, and it's out of bounds off East Hall. 3-2 your score, 4:33 in the quarter. Razorbacks in the lead.
We're expecting a low-scoring game today.
Mm-hmm. We saw that in the girls' game previously. Could well be in this one, too. Both teams pick up man-to-man full court right here, or East Hall does. We got Leverett, brings it in the front court, gives it off to Shine Jr. Shine gives it back to Leverett, right wing. Leverett goes against Jody. He goes to throw. Good job by Cooper to knock it out of bounds down on the baseline. Trying to get a long pass over to Tisby in the corner. Cooper was able to drop back and get that left hand on it and knock it out of bounds. Jody Dudley out, and Chasen Jones back in the air. Excuse me. There's number 12, Miles Mitchell, in the game for East Hall.
Bingo.
Throws it deep. It'll go in the backcourt, and Shine, or Leverett, will go back there and get it. Miles playing man-to-man defense. Leverett brings it into the front court. Leverett lay out front, in between circles, passes over to two, Shine Jr., guarded by Cooper Barton. Shine dribbles with seven on the shot clock. Shine with five. Shine with three. Gives it over to Tisby. Tisby goes to the basket. Layup good. And got the layup at the buzzer. Tisby's first basket. It is now 5-2 Cross Creek. Bray Langston will bring it up. Now Bray goes against Leverett. Bray will bring it into the front court. Guarded. That should have been not there. It's number 12 reached over the through there. Leverett knocked it out of bounds. It'll still be East Hall's basketball. Cohen Bryant comes back in for Sebastian Spinelli.
I got a feeling going up our lap sometime in this ball game.
They might do it as close as they are.
Yes.
Inbounds to Miles Mitchell. Mitchell goes in, a little floater in the middle. Miles gets it to go. Floater used both sides of the rim in the backboard. It went in. They go in a hurry. Leverett wants to go in. Oh, offensive foul. No, he calls a block on Cohen Bryant. Hoo, my. Cohen must not have been set, so it'll be a blocking foul on Cohen Bryant. I thought he was there. Must have had a foot up in there. The two shots by number 12, Leverett. Leverett will get two. The second trip to the line for Cross Creek tonight. Free throws up and good. Knocks that one down. 6-4 your score. Leverett's second single of the night. And let's see. Luke is going to come out. Rashad Luke comes out. And number 24, A.J. Luke, the other 6'7 kid, comes in. He's a junior. Second free throw by Leverett is off the iron. Rebound by Miles Mitchell. Miles hustles across the line. 3:29 in the quarter. Miles wants to go to the basket. He does. Spins. Lays it up. Left hand, right hand on the left side and got fouled and good.
Well, we mentioned about the different players who could contribute. Look at this one. Miles Mitchell now looking for his fifth point.
Miles gets one and the end one right here. Let's see if he can hit the free throw. It's tied at six with 3:25 left in the first quarter. Got a – what are we doing there, Mr. Ref? Somebody's
in
the wrong
spot.
Oh, he was standing at the wrong free throw line because they got a black line.
Gotcha.
I guess for volleyball. They backed him up to make sure he was on the right line, I think is what happened there. They got it square. Miles will get the free throw. It's going to be long. No good. Rebounded by big man J.J. Luke. They go in a hurry, get it out to Tisby. Tisby wants to take it to the right, does, and he gets the right-handed layup on the left side. He's got two or four, eight, six. They try to go in a hurry to Cohen. They knock it away. They have it, and Bray almost landed over here with us, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Bray, out of bounds.
Well, it happened to be last baseball season. I'm just waiting for it to happen today. We are that close here to the action.
Right on top of it for sure. Number five, Jackson in the backcourt. Goes against Miles. Miles wanted to play man-to-man. He does. Miles, and they take it in there. He goes a little floater. No good. It'll be off of East Hall out of bounds. Came down. He had two white jerseys there, but it went off. The ball took a short hop. Went off of East Hall's hands out of bounds. Brock Gillespie will come in for Cooper Barton. And for them, number two, Shine Jr. comes back in the game for Dontrell Jackson.
But Joe, right now, keep them in the transition game. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Zero. Makai Brigham has in the game for them. Brigham goes in. That's going to be an offensive foul. And Bray Langston takes the charge. Foul's going to be on zero. Makai Brigham, his first. Good job by Bray to take the punishment on that one. Coach Joe Dix out of his jacket and has the tie untied, but still characteristically tough word for me with more than two syllables. Has it still around his neck. Miles Mitchell will dribble up against pressure from Brigham. Gets it up with 1 second to spare. In the front court, Brigham playing tough defense. Miles looks for the man on his side, threw it a little long. Number two, Shine Jr., knocks it out of bounds. They'll have it right here in front of us, Mike.
Literally.
Brock Gillespie will take it out. And, yeah, it should be down. Yeah, the shot clock reset. It shouldn't have reset right there. There was no possession out there. So it should be 18 seconds. Got it?
And East Hall, by the way, is in the bonus.
Yeah, East Hall will be in the bonus on the free throw. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Brock will take it out right in front of us, guarded by Shine Jr. Brock looks and looks, gets in the backcourt to Miles Mitchell. Miles will bring it up the near side against pressure. Looking and looking and looking, throws it right down the middle. Bray hits it, and Bray gets it, rescues it, throws it deep. And down in the corner, they hit it and going to knock it out. Bray's going to rescue it, and that's going to be backcourt on Bray because they're saying that right now. See, I got to check here because I thought that Cross Creek hit it. So if Cross Creek hit it,
yeah,
it's going to be White's ball right over here. Referees can talk to each other. There's only going to be four on the shot clock. Cross Creek hit it. And then East Hall, Bray jumped from backcourt into front, but he was legal to do that. So Brock Gillespie will tip, throw it in right here on the spot throw-in with four on the shot clock. Brock will look and look and look, gets it, and knocked out of bounds again by them, still four on the shot clock. Jody's going to throw it in down to your right, Michael.
Yep.
Kind of about the old timeline. Oh, and got a trip and got a foul right there on number 12, I do believe.
I'd be Lever's second.
No.
And he saw a shooting free throw.
Fouls on number 12, Leverett, and Bray will go to the line. That's second on Leverett, and Bray will go to the line to shoot two. Yeah, Bray was making his run, and he tripped over number 12, and then Leverett tripped also.
He saw over one from the free throw line.
Bray stands at the line. 2:19 and 25 on the shot clock. Bray knocks the first one down. Bray has three now. And it's 8-7, your score. 2:19 in the quarter. Langston will have one more shot. Bray, second free throw, good. Nothing but net on both of them. Tied at 8 here, Michael. They bring it up with a little pressure, 1-2-2 pressure from East Hall in the backcourt. They get it across midcourt to Jackson. Dontrell throws it deep. They throw it deep in the corner to zero. Brigham. Brigham misses. No good. Rebound by their big man. And it's either going to be on Cohen or Chasen on the foul.
So it was,
they
well,
raked
both
it
of
out of there.
One.
It's going to be on Chasen, his second. So that'll change some stuff right there. That's the second on Chasen. And now Sebastian will have to come in for him right here. He'll come in for Sebastian or for Chasen right in
the
quick.
You got to keep them off the offensive board.
Yep, they do. Spinelli did a nice job at that the other night with big 24. A.J. Luke, 6'7", junior for them, getting on the offensive board that time. They throw it deep. They're still in the front court. Number five tracks it down. That's Jackson. Jackson goes to the basket. Now I think it's going to be a foul on Gillespie before the shot. Yep, it's going to be on Brock, his first.
Well, you got to get in front of the guys and get set.
Team fourth, so no shot. No shots on it. 2:01. And it should be 25 on the shot clock. It is. They will trigger it in down there. Number two, that's Shine. Throws it in to Brigham. Back to Shine. Shine left wing. Gives it back outside. Tisby. Goes against Sebastian. He goes with a Euro step inside. No good. And a foul called. And I think it's going to be on Cohen. That'll be two on Bryant.
Yep. And they will not call that Euro step.
Nope. That's going to be on number one, Spinelli. That's kind of good because that was going to be two on Cohen.
Yep. Only first on
go
Sebastian.
Line and number one will be shooting two. That's Tisby.
They're 2 of 4 so far.
Tisby stands in. Tisby, a 6'7 junior, stands up. First one rolls off the rim. No good. 2 6'7 juniors. How lucky can you be?
Really?
Tisby stands in. He's got four, trying for five. Free throws up. Good. Knocked that one down. He has five now. They're 3 out of 6. 50% from the line. East Hall, 66%. 2 out of 3. Gets it over here to Spinelli. Spinelli, right wing, way outside. Way out to Cohen Bryant. Bryant back to Spinelli. Spinelli goes on the baseline, goes up. He's bumped, loses control of the basketball. They get it over on the far side, gets to Brigham. Brigham gives it back to Shine. Shine will bring it in the front court. Shine dribbles between the circles, back over the near side to Jackson. Jackson wants to take it inside. Hesitation dribble, kicks in the far shorter corner to Brigham. Brigham, three ball, knocks it down. Brigham, first three of the night by either team. He knocks it down, 11-8 your score with 1:13 in the quarter. Going in a hurry to Spinelli. Sebastian, Jody has it, left wing. Jody, top of the key now. Jody got a foul on zero Brigham, I believe. Yep, on Brigham. They'll be at the line again. That's Brigham's second by my count, and they'll shoot two.
Now, Joe's already mentioned the importance of free throws in this ball game.
Need to hit all of them, don't we?
Absolutely.
All of them would be nice. All the rest of them anyway. So Dudley will be at the line.
Getting Saul 2 for 3. It's just quiet here.
You got the head coach for Cross Creek looking up at the scoreboard up above. Both teams are in the bonus now. Free throw by Jody. Got nothing but net. Dudley 1 for 1 now. Needs to knock this one down also. 12-9. No, they missed a point there a minute ago. It was 12-9. They did hit a free throw, so that is correct.
And get back.
They hit that one. Bray tries to knock it out. They rebound. That's Tisby. Tisby takes it himself. Kicks it in the corner to Shine. Shine, reverse layup, no good. Big A.J. Luke gets the rebound, sticks his first basket in.
That's two offensive rebounds with points back for the Razorbacks.
14-9 your score. Spinelli brings it in the front court with 47. Sebastian gives it back to Bray. Bray way outside, almost knocked away. Those that length on Cross Creek is giving them fits. Spinelli, three ball off the back iron, no good. They get the rebound. Tisby wants to run. Tisby goes in a hurry, goes up, got the dunk very easily. Tisby with his dunk over the top, and a timeout called by Joe Dix, the 32nd.
And again, that's a defensive timeout. You know, Joe did not been getting back the way they did.
Nobody wanted to pick up a foul. They didn't want to get in front of him right there, and he just elevated very quickly and stuck it in there on the left-hand side with the right hand with a dunk.
But their largest lead of the ball game also now, Joe.
7 points, 16-9. We only got 29 seconds in the quarter. East Hall needs to come down, tighten it up a little bit. But they're going to have to keep somebody back. As soon as they get it inside, somebody's going to have to get back on defense for sure.
Well, they've gone a little road. Remember, it was 8-8.
Yep. Yeah, they're on an 8-1 run here. Has Cross Creek here in the first quarter.
That big three ball was one of the keys
Exactly. Exactly. Brigham knocked down the three in the far corner. We've taken one three ball shot and off the iron with it. Coach Joe Dix giving instructions on the far side. He and Coach Wheeler. East Hall have the basketball to get it in to number 12, Miles Mitchell. Miles will bring it up with Cohen Bright on the other side. Miles wants to take it to the hole with that big old size. Miles throws it up easy, good. Miles Mitchell steps up. He has 6 on the evening, 16-11. Miles, a little fake, get his man to move to one side, a little floater over the top. Mitchell with 6. 10 seconds in the quarter. 5, that's Jackson going to the rack, and Jackson got knocked out of bounds by Miles. It will be their basketball with 4.9 on the clock. Cross Creek will throw it in. From the baseline, you'll have Jackson throwing it in. Jackson looks and looks, throws it in the corner to Tisby. Tisby wants to go baseline, goes up a reverse shot, no good. They throw it in, that'll be here at the buzzer. 16-11, Cross Creek.
And back to the second quarter, live from Douglasville. It's Final Four time with East Hall 97.5, Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net. Follow at Official GHSA on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
It's 16-11 Cross Creek. We go to the second quarter. Last two games, Vikings went on those East Hall runs. We hit now.
Need one right now. We're down five to start the second quarter. Miles Mitchell way out front. Miles, pretty good defense. Give it to Cohen. Cohen left wing. Wants to dribble inside. Pulls around. Goes up and under. Cohen flips it up. No good. Their big man, Tisby, goes way up and gets the board. He leads the break. Gets it over to Jackson. Jackson pulls up on the left wing. Pulls it back outside to Tisby in the far corner. I'm guessing he has 21. Rashad Luke. Rashad's shot's no good as he falls down. Miles has it. Mitchell in a hurry. Goes the other way. He wants to take it in. He does. Lays it up there. No good. Tried to draw contact. It wasn't there. They go the other direction. And their number five, Jackson, goes in the full timeout called by Joe Dix.
And we're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow, Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
Back here at Legacy Arena. Eastall gets the ball up the court and get over to Cooper Barton here on the right wing, way up here near to the line. Cooper pivoted in there when he did. Number five, Dontrell Jackson, with his second foul, reached over the top, fouled him. And that'll be their first foul here in the second quarter. Jody Dudley looking to get it in. He does to Cohen in the front court. Cohen will wait, give it to Jody really close to this back court line. Jody has it, guarded by Tisby, the tallest man on the floor. And then throw it over to Bray. Bray has it. He'll shoot a 15-footer off the iron. No good. Wow, 24. Luke went way up in there and grabbed the board. He'll go the other way. Gives it over to number two, Shine. Inside to Tisby. Tisby, pull-up jumper good on the baseline. Tisby with 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 now. 20-11, Cross Creek with the lead. 6:38 here in the quarter. Jody way out front. Gives it to Bray, right wing or right corner. Then it's knocked out of bounds. He tries to back in there, knocked out of bounds by Cross Creek. Jason Jones will come back in. Jason has two, and he'll come in for Cohen Bryant. Who's going to take it out? Jody Dudley will take it out for the team in white, the Vikings. And then number five, Dontrell Jackson, comes out. And number four, Corey Ruffin, comes in the game. Bray with a little short baby hook. No good. Rebounded by Tisby. Tisby, track meet into the front court to Luke. Rashad goes up. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds and a foul on somebody.
East
and
Hall.
It's going to be on East Hall. That foul is going to be on number 12, Mitchell. Is that right? Yep, Miles Mitchell. That'll be Miles' first. And their number 21, Rashad Luke, will be at the line shooting two. Rashad. First free throw, no rotation at all, but it went straight in. He has one now. 21-11, largest lead of the night for the Razorbacks at 10. 6:24 and a quarter. Luke has one more. Crowd from East Hall trying to mess with him a little bit. Nothing but net on that second one by Rashad Luke. 2 for 2 on that troop. They're 5 out of 8 on the evening. 22-11, 6:21 and a quarter. Miles, pullback jumper. Miles Mitchell knocks down a deuce. No, that's a three. Excuse me. He knocked down a three. First three of the night for East Hall, 22-14. They bring it up in the near court. Tisby has it. Gives it over here in this corner to Jackson. Jackson on the left baseline. Wants to go against Miles. Kicks it out there to Shine, to Tisby. Tisby goes up against Miles. Wow. He just went up underneath and laid it up nice and easily with that right hand, did Tisby. Wow, the kid's athletic. He's 6'7 and athletic. That's scary. 24-14 is the score. 5:42 and a quarter. Jason set a pick. Jody didn't use it. Jody wants to go baseline this side, inside to Bray, and then Bray has it stolen. from their big man, Luke. And then we got a foul on, I think, on Bray. Yep, going to be on Bray. Got a hold of his arm right there. That'll be Bray's first foul and the second in the quarter on East Hall.
This is definitely the most athletic team East Hall has seen.
Yeah, it'd be the most athletic team anybody played this year. Wow, it's amazing. I mean, and they go in a hurry, too. That's something else. They go behind the Shine, behind the back, tiptoeing through Tulips right there. Shine went right, went left, and got the left-handed layup. His second basket of the night, 26-14, largest lead of the night for the Razorbacks. Miles Mitchell way out front. Needed a... Miles with a three ball off the iron, no good. He got a little bit of a screen from Chasen, couldn't hit the three. Tisby goes in a hurry. Tisby, nice pass over to the big man, 24, A.J. Luke. He gets the big dunk and a timeout by Joe Dix.
It should be on the floor. We'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute from Douglasville on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday in Razzleton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at Legacy Arena, Jaden Faulkner checks in the game. Going small right now, so they can hopefully offset that quickness for Cross Creek. Jody Dudley way out front. Jody looks, gives it to Sebastian on the near side. Spinelli roll pass down to Chasen. Sebastian way out front, wants to go to the basket. He does. Layup's up, no good. He got kind of blocked away by Luke. AJ, they go in a hurry. Number two, Derek Shine with his third bucket of the night. 30-14, 16-point advantage for Cross Creek. East Hall needs two or three stops in a row and some baskets, Michael. Jody out here near us. Right side. Bounce pass down to Faulkner. Jaden. Look for somebody. Find Sebastian. Sebastian kicks it out. Cooper Barton, three ball off the iron, no good. Rebound by their big man. Tisby. In a hurry, far side, and goes up for the shot. No good. Tipped up three times, and finally 24. A.J. Luke with his third basket, 32-14.
And they're scoring every time down court.
Cooper, three ball off the iron. Gets rebound by their number four, Ruffin. Ruffin gives it off to number two. We got a blocking foul. Good call by the official as Spinelli picks that one up.
His second.
It'll be two on Sebastian, and it'll be two on East Hall. Here in this quarter, 3:48, an 18-point lead by the Razorbacks. So Bray comes in, number two, Mike Amara comes in, Faulkner, Brock Gillespie, and Cohen Bryant are the five for East Hall. Shine has it in the backcourt, brings it across along with Tisby, Ruffin, 23, Jaden Thomas in the game now for them, and A.J. Luke. Take it into the middle, kick it out there to the three ball by number four, Corey Ruffin, the left-hander, second three of the night, one in each quarter now. They get the steal on the far side. Tisby gets it. He lost it on the floor. Tisby gets it back. He goes up and flips it up, and it's going to be a foul as they were going up. He just threw it up there and drew the foul.
Oh, they're just way too athletic for us.
Wow. Mike Amaro picks up the foul, his first. Coach Joe Dix trying everything he can substitution-wise to get somebody in there that can stop some people.
Yeah, it's just defense. You just can't stop them right now.
Tisby at the line to shoot two. First one rolls off, no good. And now you have Miles Mitchell will come in for Jaden Faulkner.
And Miles the leading scorer so far with 9 points in the first half.
Yep. Tisby trying to get one down there. They lead it by 21. Michael, biggest lead of the night. 22 now, 36-14. One out of two on that trip. Blaze going to bring it up with a man all over, and they call the foul on 23, Jaden Thomas. He was bodying him up and then had the left arm out there on him. So foul, that's their second team foul. East Hall has four in this quarter.
I mean, it was 16-11 after one quarter.
Mm-hmm. They've outscored us 20-3. Oh, that got partially blocked. Miles tried to shoot a three, and their number 21, Luke, blocked the shot. They go in a hurry, far in down there. They get it over to two, Shine. Shine deep to this side to Luke. Rashad, three ball, no good. Rebound by Bray. Bray will hold up. Now he goes, and they throw it right to number four, Ruffin. Ruffin saw that one coming, went up, and then he throws it over the top. It's out of bounds off of Bray Langston. 36-14. Cross Creek in the lead, 2:51 and a quarter. Kick it in downs to Jaden Thomas. Back out there for a three ball is short there by Shine. Rebounded by Micah Morrow. Micah gives it over to Miles Mitchell. Miles brings it up. Miles, little bounce pass into Cohen. Cohen on the baseline, wants to turn around. Not there. Throws it back out here to Miles. Miles has it left wing with 20 on the shot clock. Miles got some deceptive moves there. Can't get beat his man defensively. Tries, does, finally goes baseline. Throws it up on the left hand, draws a foul. No basket, but drew the foul as he went in, drew the contact, then threw it up there. And the foul's going to be on their 21, I believe that is, Rashad Luke. And Miles will have two shot Luke, his first foul. And number 12, Miles Mitchell, will have two. First one by Mitchell's good.
He has 10 points in the game.
First free throw in this quarter is good by Miles. Cohen Bryant out. And Brock Gillespie back in for the Vikings.
Just the most ones I've ever seen Miles score.
Mm-hmm. Miles hit a big three against Jefferson in one of the playoff games. He knocked down both of them. He's got 11 now. Got them from every spot. A couple singles, a triple, and three doubles, three twos. In over here to this side, and there'll be a foul on Brock Gillespie. No, he's going to call it a double dribble. I thought Brock bumped him, but they're going to say the number two, Derek Shine, double dribble.
And
so
he did, and that's one of those college ball type of calls.
Brock has it out of bounds. Looking for somebody to throw it in. Throws it over the top. Almost stolen. Miles had to go up high and grab it. Good job. Miles in a hurry to Brock. Gillespie comes down in the corner, way outside to Cohen. Cohen left alone for a second. Bryant way short. Didn't hit anything. That depth perception, Mike, is really, I think, messing with the guys today.
Absolutely.
It's so dark. It's gray and dark behind the goals, folks. And that's nothing bad. That's like an arena's going to be. They throw it into the front court. They get it to four, Ruffin. Ruffin gets it back to Luke. Luke to Ruffin. Ruffin this side to Tisby. Tisby in this corner. Back to Ruffin. Ruffin with a three ball. No, excuse me. That's Shine with a three ball. He's got nine. 39-16, 23-point lead by the Razorbacks. Miles Mitchell, front court with 143. Mitchell turns his back, goes towards the basket, goes up and in, tries to throw, go up, pass it. Nobody there. They intercept. Ruffin gets it to Shine. Shine goes in a hurry, kicks it back outside. Tisby shoots a three. Tisby hit a three. Oh, my goodness. Their big man spotted up over there and knocked down a long one. Three threes for those guys, 42-16. Wow. Knocked that one out from behind, loose from Bray. Bray trying to force the hell ball, and it's going to be going to call a kick on Bray of the ball, which he did, but he was trying to get keep his foot on top of the basketball. Couldn't do it. Forced hell ball, and it will be the Razorbacks basketball. Jody Dudley will check in for Miles Mitchell, and then for them, Jaden Thomas comes in for A.J. Luke. Go to Tisby in the backcourt. Get it to Shine. Back to Tisby. Tisby back to Shine. Shine with 2 seconds to get it across. Finally does get it across to Luke Thomas. Thomas back outside to Shine. Shine. Tisby to Shine. Shine wants to take it down the right side. Step back three off the iron. No good. Rebound by Bray. Langston goes up. Gets it over to Jody. Dudley brings it up to the right side. Jody back over to Cohen. Cohen thought about a three. He'll step back, gives it over to Brock. Brock saw an opening, kicks it in the corner to Micah. Micah put it on the floor, and they stole it. Shine gives it over to Ruffin. Ruffin back to Shine on the near side. Shine in front of us with 31, shot clock down to 27. in the corner to the big man, A.J. Luke. Luke backs Miles down, loses control, flipped over the top, knocked out of bounds by number 23 that time, Thomas. It'll be East Hall's basketball. Big number 52, Eli Hayes, comes in for the backings. He'll come in and spell Bray Langston for a minute. Chance Evans, or excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong lineup. Brock Gillespie throws it to Jody. Jody with 14 on the clock. Jody, left side, over to Miles. Micah Morrow has it. Micah gives it to Eli. Eli spins, wants to go in low, pulls it back out to Brock. Brock with three. Brock with two. Floater by Gillespie, good. Brock Gillespie gets his first bucket. It's a two. It is 42-18 at the break, Cross Creek.
And we're back for our halftime show with 2 minutes live from the Legacy Arena in Douglasville. It's the final four of the Class Triple A's basketball tournament on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway.
Eat more chicken!
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their valuable support of high school athletics and activities. Alpha Insurance, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Gatorade, Wilson, BSN Sports, Atlanta Hawks, Mizuno, Atlanta Braves, Subway, Sport Medicine South, Atlanta Track Club, NFHS Network, Regents Bank, Max Preps, GoFan, and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
It's halftime. It's time for a look back at the first half and what's ahead for the second half. Now back courtside with Mike Wofford.
Welcome back to high school basketball, 97.5 Glory FM, a Saturday evening special for you. Possibly our last game, but not Wednesday, will be our final high school basketball game for the state championship in Macon. And I'm sort of wondering, Joe, here at halftime, if things might change just because of the background with the Vikings not hitting any threes and then maybe shut down the athleticism of this Cross Creek team. They had several fast break opportunities in the ball game, and they have the size advantage over East Hall. Miles Mitchell leading the way for East Hall, and that's the first time I ever remember saying that at halftime. It just shows you that anybody on this team can contribute, but we got to get Bray Langston going. We've got to get Jason Jones going. Got to get Cooper Barton going. Got to get Cohen Bryan going, you know, all of them going in this game.
Well, they pretty much got to slow down, but do like they did to us there in that quarter. They outscored us 26-7.
Mm-hmm.
But that fast break, Mike, I mean, when you got a 6'7 kid that can rebound and lead the break and your other guys can come down the floor, it really puts you at a disadvantage. But, yeah, you know, you've only had four guys score. Jody has a single. He has one. Brock Gillespie has two. That one at the end of the quarter. Bray's only got 4 points, and I know they're keying on him. And Miles Mitchell has 11. So Chasen hasn't scored, Cooper hasn't scored, and Cohen Bryant hasn't scored here in this quarter. For them, Makai Brigham has a three, Derek Shine has nine, Ruffin has three, Jackson two, along with Leverett Luke have two, AJ Luke has six, and their big guy, Prashad Tisby, has junior 6'7". He is has 14. He has a free throw. He has 5 regular baskets and a 3 tonight for the 6'7" junior.
And you look at what we got to do in the second half. Most of their points, literally, through the transition game, is just getting back on defense.
Yeah, and exactly. They got a bunch, and they got a bunch of second chance shots, Mike.
They did.
And they got three tips there one time before mm-hmm. they got fouled and went to the line. And Esau definitely got to slow that down. They were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. They hit 3 threes. We were 5 of 7 and only hit 1 3, which is very uncharacteristic. But their defense comes way out, and really you'd have to set a good screen to get somebody that open. You know, we've had 2 decent looks and missed both of them, and it's awful tough when you can't score right there, that's for sure.
I think the 3 ball's different on to our left, Esau's mm-hmm. side here in the second half, because we saw even in that girls' ball game mm-hmm. with Heritage hitting 3s on this side.
Yep.
On the other side, Pickens couldn't hit a 3 ball. Same thing here in this boys' ball game with the Razorbacks with 3 threes. Esau just at 1 they hit. But the background from my blindness, even where I can tell a lot, you can tell it's a much darker situation here to my right than it is here on the left side
yeah.
of Esau.
Well, you got that stage down there with that dark curtain,
mm-hmm.
a gray wall up above that. And on the other end, it's a little bit further back. And even though it's got the navy blue seating down there, it seems like it might be a little lighter with those lights around there. So it's different. And it's different than any of these guys have played in, for sure, unless somebody has gotten an arena-type atmosphere. Closest, I guess, that any of these guys have had this year would be Lanierland, and that was still in high school gym at Chesterfield or maybe Cherokee Bluff.
So I was wondering about the Esau fans behind us and said, okay, where's Mr. Esau at sitting? And he's always sitting right on the front row of midcourt. Usually the place like this, you can't do that. So he's sitting behind Joe and I up here, hopefully getting a good look at the ball game. And a lot of the Esau fans are here yep. behind us from that standpoint.
They're all behind us. You got the fans kind of spread out between this middle section. If you push them all together, all the Esau fans, they fill up the middle section back there.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of students sitting down on the far end. Not steady, but standing down on the far end from East Hall. And I understand that Coach Rich was able to work it out where they brought 60, I believe, students
that's
down
great.
Today. So that's really neat. I know they had a house full at Calhoun the other night, and it's nice that those 60 could come down here on this Saturday evening in the rain. Of course, right now it's a little bit of a break for us,
yep.
raining up towards the house, but a little bit of a break for us. And see how East Hall can come out this second half.
So I need to mention here at halftime about a situation we broke earlier today about a tragedy took place last night and a really botched prank that took place with junior-senior wars taking place, getting ready for the high school proms. North Hall High golf coach Jason Hughes was killed accidentally last night at his home in Hall County when there were some juniors and seniors trying to play a prank on the coach where they were going to row his yard. And that he was going to come try them out and scare them. Came running after them. He tripped and fell, and they were fleeing at the time. And they unfortunately ran over the coach, and he died there at his home. The 5 students, 2 boys and 3 girls, were arrested on charges of vehicular homicide. The story is on our website at WGTJRadio.com. Earlier today, there was a prayer vigil at Lincoln Trail Court at East Hall for the entire community, for the Hughes family. Coach Hughes was a math teacher at North Hall. His wife's also a teacher at North Hall. They have 2 young children, 2 boys. And so be praying for the entire family there, the Hughes family, for the family of the 5 youngsters, the young people that were in that car that took place last night in that situation, and for the North Hall community and really for the entire Hall County community. It is really hip. The Hall County area really hard with what took place last night and just a horrible, horrible accident that took place there at Coach Hughes' house there in Hall County. So we'll have more details on that when it becomes available for you here on 97.5 Glory FM. Coming up next, we get ready for the second half of action as East Hall trailing here to halftime, 42-18. This is your team to high school basketball on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs.
Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
It's time for the second half of our game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at the Legacy Arena in Douglasville, one note of that story I mentioned, and Jason, Nathan let me know about this, is that Coach Hughes was pronounced dead at the Northeast Georgia Medical Center last night of his injuries. Esau spent 10 minutes in the locker room. They just have got here to the court to start the second half.
Well, and Cross Creek didn't come out until a little under 2 minutes. So both coaches working on whatever strategy. And East Hall will have their starters, and it looks like Cross Creek will have their starters. Full court, man-to-man pressure. You got to be in shape, and these guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And this is late in the season, 30 games into it.
Yep, for sure. And both teams at 29 games. This is game 30 for both teams. And get it into Bray down here in front of us. Bray has it. Pulls up, gives it back over to Brock. Brock shot, no good. Rebound, Cohen. Cohen's first basket of the night. Offensive rebound and stick back by Bryant.
Second chance shot for the Vikings.
It's going to run here, boys. They go in a hurry. That is Shine with it. Goes inside and it loses out of bounds. They tried to go to Tisby, right through Tisby's fingertips. Tisby says, my bad. I missed it. Didn't catch it there, big man.
Well, we saw it last night. Gainesville kept a 14 at halftime and ended up taking the lead in the second half.
Go Vikings. Brock looking and looking, trying to find it. Oh, and he gets fouled. Good job by Jody. Jody got knocked to the floor. They're number two, I think. Give me a second. Yeah, that's Derek Shine Jr. He took advantage, got over the top of Jody right there and fouled him. Trying to set up a screen, nothing there. They got to throw it to somebody. Got it to Jody in the backcourt. Jody dribbles against pressure in the backcourt. You got plenty of time now as they back up. Good job. Good screen by Chasen. Jody over the top, trying to get through it too high for Chasen. They intercept. Shine has it. Shine will dribble up. He'll take his time. Bring it in the front court, guarded by Langston. Shine with 7, 18, and 26. Langston guards him out here on the right wing, right in front of Michael. Goes down the corner, almost stolen by Brock there. Number five, Jackson has the basketball, goes baseline. Jackson flips it to the far side, and it's going to be out of bounds. As Jackson stepped on the baseline, good pressure there by Cohen Bryant and Gillespie.
So one thing with this court right on the notes in front of us, there are not any really dead spots in this court.
Good point there, Michael. I noticed that as I was walking down. I didn't notice anything in the girls' game, and they were all over the place then. So right here at us.
Oh, hello.
It hit the table up there in front of the computer guys, so we're in good shape. It'll be out of bounds for East Hall. No, for Cross Creek down on that end. They threw it straight, and it landed right over there in front of our neighbor's computer.
You got a front row seat here at 97.5 Glory FM.
Jackson spin goes up and going to have a foul called, I think, on number 30. Nope, it's going to be on 50. Yep, Brock Gillespie. That'll be Brock's second foul.
It's a third player with two fouls.
Yep, first of the quarter. And Jackson, Dontrell Jackson, will be at the line shooting two for Cross Creek. Razorbacks 6 of 10, 6 of 11 now. Vikings 5 of 7 in the first half. Good free throw percentage by the Vikings. They just didn't get there enough. 7:02. Cross Creek by 22, 42-20. Jackson with another free throw, rattles it in for his third point of the night. Brock wants to got behind everybody that time. Brock kicks in the corner to Cohen. Cohen takes one step, gives it to Chasen. Chasen goes to the rack, got blocked by number 5 by Jackson. Jackson gives it back in there. Bray stuck his leg out there. A three ball in the corner, no good. Rebound by the smallest man on the floor, Jody Dudley. The shot was by Shine. Jody Dudley got the board. Jody got a hurry, gets it across to Brock. Gillespie gets it over here. Brock goes to the hole. Nice pass to Chasen. Chasen goes up, blocked again by Tisby. Over the top, knocked away by Gillespie. Over to Cohen. Cohen, three ball, no good. Tipped away. Bray's got it. Bray gets it back out to Dudley. Dudley, crossover dribble. Floater in the middle, blocked again. That one's by number 5, Jackson. Jackson. Quick pass down to number 12, Levitt. Leverett goes up, blocked by Bray. Bray gets it over to Shine. Shine blocked by Bray again. And they go up and finally get a 2. That's by Jackson. He's got 5 on the night.
Man, what a battle, though.
6:01. Bounce pass down to Cohen, knocked away. Cohen gets it back, goes up, and it's going to be a foul. It'll be out of bounds. The foul will be on Tisby. That'll be his second of the evening. And now 0. Brigham will come back in the game for Cross Creek. He's going to come in for A.J. Luke. A.J. kind of got his hands out like, that wasn't Luke. That was Rashad Luke. Like, what'd that do, Coach? Sebastian couldn't get the handle on it. Tisby gets it. Tisby throws it ahead to Jackson. Jackson corrals it, throws it back to Tisby. Tisby spins, throws it in the corner to Shine. I think in and out, three ball, no good. No, that was Brigham. And that's going to be Sebastian with the basketball. Spinelli brings it down. Spinelli, far corner. Cooper Barton, three ball, no good. A little short. Hit the front rim. Shine gets it, runs the other way. Shine throws it behind. Cooper knocks it away. Oh, there's a dunk. Alley-oop up there to number 1, Tisby. He gets another deuce. He's got 16. 47-25-21. Cooper, three ball from Barton. Three ball! Cooper got a 3, second one of the game. Miles Mitchell has one, and now Cooper has one. He was wide open as they rotated the basketball back to the top of the key. Tisby way up front, guarded by Spinelli. Tisby, he'll shoot a 3 off the iron, rebound by Chasen. Chasen picked up a foul from behind as he slapped him on the arm, number 2 with that foul.
But Joe, you can tell the difference in the left-hand side of the court for the Vikings. A much better look at it.
Yep. Surprising, but you are correct, sir. East all have the basketball out as A.J. Luke will come in. He comes in for Derek Shine. Miles Mitchell inbounds it to Bray. Langston Bray will bring it into the front court. Bray down here on our left now. Bray pull-up jumper from 16. Good. Langston has 6 now on the night. Need a lot of that and a lot less of them. Razorbacks by 22. Got to have a huge run, like about a 24-point run here, boys. They go the other direction. Number 12, Leverett has the basketball. Leverett kicks in the corner to R.J. Luke. Luke misses it. Oh, they get the offensive rebound. Brigham and goes up, and Brigham gets a deuce. He's got 5.
That's the difference right there.
Offensive rebound, set putback. You're exactly right. They pick it up, give it up here to Miles Mitchell. Miles has it here in the front court. Miles. Eli Hayes in the game. Miles, a 3 ball, no good. Rebounded by Tisby. Knocked away. Cooper has it. Cooper throws it up, no good. Tisby gets the rebound. Tisby goes in a hurry the other way. Long, lanky Tisby takes it to the rim and good. Right-handed layup on the left side. Tisby now with 18. They go the other direction. Eli Hayes with a layup from Cooper Barton. Eli in the book now. Number 52, his first basket of the night. Got a timeout called by Lawrence Kelly. It will be a...
It'll be a 30.
They're waiting on Coach Hayes to tell him, and he hasn't. Kelly, I mean. It'll be a 30-second.
Thought so.
Yep.
Okay, Tom, there. I was told, pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Your radio station for North Georgia Sports, your home team for East Hall Viking playoff basketball. It is 97.5 Glory FM. Final four. We began our first ball game was East Hall, Joe, back in November, remember?
That's exactly right, with a Tuesday, I believe it was, before Thanksgiving.
It was.
Yeah, the week before Thanksgiving was that we were finishing up our football coverage. Had East Hall, North Hall early on. And now we got East Hall here in this game. Cross Creek with the basketball. 3:44 in the third quarter. Number five, Dontrell Jackson, has the basketball. Jackson dribbles, goes back to his left. Back front to Leverett. Leverett shoots a three off the rim. But they follow the shot. They miss it. That was Jackson. And they, Big Bray gets the rebound. Langston goes in a hurry. Throws it up. A strike to Cooper for three. Good.
That is two straight Riverside Pharmacy threes by Cooper Martin.
Cooper caught a bullet from Bray, and then Cooper did his thing and knocked it down. They cut it to 21, 51-30. Far side, Brigham with the basketball, gives it over to Leverett. Leverett wants to go against Miles. He loses control. Cooper Martin with the basketball. Bray has it. He brings it across midcourt now. Langston gets a screen. Not much of one from Hayes. Oh, back door to Hayes with a layup. Wow. Eli rolled off the screen. Bray found him, and he got a deuce by Eli Hayes. They've cut it to under 20, 51-32. Throw it ahead. A three ball by their man. No good. Bray with the rebound. Bray ahead to Spinelli. Spinelli wants to go to the rack. He does. Spinelli with a layup. His first basket of the night. Another timeout by Coach Kelly. I think this will probably be a full, but I hadn't seen a
should
motion
be.
Yet.
Let's take it with him. We're back in 1 minute from Douglasville here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway.
Eat more chicken.
First observation I have, Joe, is I think they will not shoot as many threes and probably start going inside more.
I would think they will now. Cross Creek has the basketball down to our left on the baseline to bring it in. East Hall with full court man-to-man pressure. Number two, Shine, to trigger it in. He does. He gets it into Leverett. Leverett, and then we got a foul on Sebastian. Sebastian, that's going to be three. Sebastian just came up and put his hands up there, and like early in the year, they're supposed to call that all the time. Well, they finally did tonight. Spinelli, now we got Chasen, comes in for Sebastian. Chasen with two, Sebastian with three. Go the other way. Shine Jr. will take it out for Cross Creek. They throw it in to Leverett. Leverett double team. They go back on the far side, get it over to Shine. Shine will dribble against Jody, near side to Leverett. Leverett against Chasen. Leverett kicks it back over to Shine. Shine wants to go down. Stolen away by Bray to Cooper. Cooper with a layup. Good. Cooper with eight now.
East Hall's transition
game. Cut it to 15. Coach Dix over there helping them play defense from the sideline. They go the other direction. That's five. Jackson kicks it back over. Stolen away by Big Eli. Eli gives it to Bray. Bray, long pass up to Cooper. Cooper, three ball off the iron. Rebound. Eli goes up hard in a foul. Called on Cross Creek. Eli half position, and their big man, Luke, pushed him in the back. That's two on A.J. Luke. Good job by Eli. He's a big physical boy, doesn't mind the beating on right there.
So we got Miles Mitchell leading the way. Now we got Hayes doing the job. Two names you have not heard all season long doing this.
A little bit different out there is Jody Dudley will trigger it in. As their number 12, Leverett, comes out of the game. Short jumper by Chasen, no good. Chasen can't get it unwound. Chasen's still coreless on the night. They go in a hurry. Shine has it. Shine thought about going inside, pulls it back out when he saw the pressure. Shine kicks it over to the far side to Jackson. Jackson inside to 21. Rashad, offensive foul. And number 30, Jody Dudley, takes the charge.
Getting frustrated, Joe.
Rashad Luke with the offensive foul. Jody got his body up there and took the offensive foul, took the punishment, if you will, that time. They'll drop back in defense. First time they dropped back in a while on defense, Michael.
Sure
East
is.
Hall within 15. 128. Gray brings it in the front court. They're kind of in the zone now, Michael. Cooper gives it to Chasen. Chasen wants to go back inside to Bray. They knock it out. They be in A.J. Luke for the Razorbacks. East Hall have it with 20 on the shot clock, 119 and a quarter. Jody will throw it in for East Hall. Jody over the top to Bray. Bray has it. Bray gets around one guy, wants to go out to Cooper for three. Good!
That's what they needed. Zone buster.
Cooper falls down, but they knocks it down. He has three in the quarter now. They've cut it to 12, Michael. 105 and 28 and a quarter. Dontrell Jackson with the basketball. Spinelli goes over. Oh, that's a cheap foul. Spinelli picks up his fourth.
Wow.
Sorry I say it like that, but
that's what
Sebastian
it was.
Kind of went over. And
the
ball
truth.
Handler bounced off of him. They've been letting him bounce, so let him go.
That is the truth right there, buddy.
Wow. Cohen Bryan will check in right here. That is three fouls on East Hall, and Cross Creek's over the limit. So Sebastian is asking Coach, and Coach is saying he did. And Sebastian, in a discussion with Coach Joe Dix, Rashad Tisbeil triggered in, guarded by Bray. Gets it in to number five, Jackson, right in front of you and me. Jackson has it, wants to go against Dudley. Jackson takes it inside, layup. They had to back off as Dontrell gets his second next basket. He's got three doubles, three twos, and a single for seven tonight. 44 and 29. Bray way outside. Bray far side to Jody. Cooper three. Yes!
Down to 11.
Four in a quarter. We've cut it to 11. That's what it was a moment ago. 1 second between the game clock and shot clock. They're going to hold for one shot. Tisby way out front. East Hall backs up. They'll pick him up low. Cooper feels it. He's nodding his head like, yeah, yeah, here we go. And getting. Didn't use the screen as Tisby goes baseline. Tisby wanted to go inside. Not there. Kick it outside to number five. Jackson has it. Jackson down to their big man. Blocked by Cohen from behind. But he gets the offensive rebound and scores. That's big 24, A.J. Lewis. He has eight. Long ball off the iron. No good at the buzzer. 55-42.
What a third quarter. We're back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
8 minutes left in regulation, possibly in the season. East Hall trailed by 24 at halftime. We go to the fourth quarter, trailing by 13.
East Hall, or Cross Creek, will have the basketball right in front of us. Derek Shine Jr. will have it out of bounds. Cooper Barton guards him right in front of me here at midcourt.
Literally.
Shine gets it in to Jackson in the backcourt, guarded by Dudley. Jackson will bring it up into the front court now. They'll double-team try to on the far side. Jackson beats the man. He goes off his foot and not partially blocked. They just missed the shot. They'll bring it back out. Well, 21, Rashad Luke, they'll reset with Shine Jr. way out front. Shine Jr. beats a man out front. He wants to go inside, and a foul called, I think, on Cooper.
Yep.
And they'll shoot two. Yep, fouls on Cooper Barton. That's just his first. So Cooper can keep playing with reckless abandon here and shooting the dots out of it, Cooper. As number two, Shine goes the line to shoot two.
Barton now the leading scorer. He had 4 3-pointers in the quarter.
Shine rolls out. No good.
They can keep doing that. Gives Esau a chance.
Mm-hmm. Second one by Shine. left-hander shot up and good. Nothing to net on a second. He has 10 now. The one of two on that trip. Bray goes to Jody in the front court. Jody thought about it. Gives in the corner to Cohen. Cohen thought about going baseline. Kicking it back outside to Bray. Bray goes to the basket. Throws it up and gets fouled.
Giving foul troubles would change the defense also.
They're number five, Jackson. That's three on Jackson now, if I read that correctly.
Should be.
Jackson's over there giving the walk call, and the referee's just looking at him like, nope, that didn't happen. So Bray's going to be at the line shooting two.
Need them both.
Langston is only 6 points, now seven.
And on top of that, the clock has stopped and cut into that lead.
Yep. 7:29, we've only played 31 seconds in this quarter. Second free throw. Bray takes it, bounces. It's up, and it is off the back iron. Rebound by them. Five gets it. Jackson. Jackson against Bray into the front court. Throws it long. Gets it over to 21. Rashad Luke back outside to Jackson. Jackson, a double. Not there. Luke gets it back in the corner and goes over the top. Threw it away, and Chasen got it. Tried to throw it off them, but Tisby gets it. Shoots a three. No good. Chasen.
Get it.
Jody. Yeah, Jason got it. Now Jody. Jody to Cooper. They knock it out of bounds. Good hustle and great athleticism on Jackson. He knocked it away and then had to jump over a row of chairs and the rope down here to not get hurt.
13-point lead by Cross Creek in the fourth quarter.
And they'll have A.J. Luke comes out. No, A.J. Luke comes in for Rashad Luke. Maybe brothers, not sure. Cooper has it. Little floater from the baseline. No good. Rebound. Chasen goes
get
up.
It.
Gets it. Chasen goes up. Goes up hard. Cohen had it. Chasen's after it. Gets knocked over here. And it's going to be off of. No. I thought it was off of them. They say it was off East Hall.
Tough break.
Real tough break. 6:50. Been nice to score right there, fellas. They get it inbounds. Now Shine gets it in to Jackson. Jackson going against Jody to Tisby down here in the deep in the right corner. Tisby going against Chasen. Wants to go baseline. Oh, nice job. Oh, he divots the dunk. That was big A.J. Luke as Bray gets the board. Bray dribbles with the left hand into the front court. Bray pulls up, gives it to Cohen. Cohen, Cooper, three ball. Good.
Five threes. Match that Jefferson game.
56-46. We cut it to 10 and a timeout call by Cross Creek.
That's full. We'll take it with him. Back in 1 minute from Douglasville on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow, Long Street Cafe, you...
Put the home in cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Back here at Douglasville, the Legacy Arena. You can tell the difference. East Hall is in this game now, trailing by 10.
6:20 left. 56-46. East Hall down by 10. Cross Creek, the first time they've walked it up the floor all night. East Hall back in defense. They get it down deep in the corner to, I believe that's Leverett. And it's traveling call on Cross Creek. That was Leverett. And now East Hall will have the basketball that can cut it to single digits.
They've only scored 14 points in the second half. Time for the Vikings to score.
Cooper Barton will throw it in. He's got Dudley back there. Gives it to Dudley. They're going to double team, but Dudley will bring it up the sideline on the far side. Jody brings it up. Has it in the front court now against Leverett. Over to Cohen. Cohen to Cooper. Cooper with a huge long three, a little short. About a step too far out that time. Rebound those guys, and they go the other way. Blocking foul on Cooper Barton. I think that's probably a good call. He caught him on the side. So Cooper with two. He tried to get position, but a little late. Cooper caught him on the side. It'll be a blocking foul. That's just the third Oh, the second team foul on East Hall.
They tried a G League 3 in this building
here. He was a little about a step too far out and hit the front rim. Tisby will throw it in. Tisby throws it in to Leverett. Leverett guarded by Dudley.
Ooh. Foul.
No. It was a foul on Dudley, but it's only because the offensive guy jerked his head back. So Dudley, that's his first one now.
And that was a really, you would call a cheap foul, ticky foul. That was not much of a foul.
That's a LeBron James foul.
Oh, there you go.
I'll just say it like it is.
There you go.
Tisby. Oh, Tisby threw it way long and threw it out of bounds, and it will be East Hall's basketball. Hey, right in front of Coach Kelly.
You know something?
Yep.
Ball don't lie.
Eli Hayes will come in, and he's coming in for Chasen Jones right here. Eli with some big minutes a minute ago. Even got a couple of baskets.
Yes, he did.
See what he can do right here. Eli, a freshman for Coach Joe Dix. Got to get it in, got to get it in, got to get it in. Throw it back away to Cohen. Great job, Cohen, to sprint down there. They're really covering Bray up. Bray's got to hurry. He's got time, though. Bray will dribble up in the front court. Gets it up in plenty of time. Way out front, they're guarding him. That's Leverett.
Run the offense.
Bray wants to go to the basket, pulls around. Little short jumper, 15 off the back iron, no good. Bray gets on board, goes up, floater good.
Yeah,
Bray Langston followed his shot. He's got two more. They'll go the other way. They have it to eight. Michael, 56-48. Jackson goes the other way, goes up for the shot, hindered by big number 52 right there, and then they get the offensive Karen throw it off, Cooper out of bounds. Chasen will come in for Eli right now, for Cohen right here. For Eli, excuse me. Yeah, their basketball with 24 and 5-12 in the game.
Baseline on the right.
Baseline right, as Mike said, down here to our right. They inbound it to Leverett. Leverett dribbles around trying to go baseline against Jody. Not there. Way outside to Dontrell Jackson. Jackson spins, goes up, layup good. Nice smooth move by Dontrell Jackson now.
Back to
he
10.
Has nine. Jody Dudley brings it the other way, guarded by Jackson. Jody from the left wing goes to the other side. He thought about a layup, and that's going to be a traveling call, I think. They might have a foul right here.
Yeah, they got a foul,
yeah, they
too.
Got a foul, yeah, on number five, Dontrell Jackson. That's four on Jackson. That's a huge foul on Jackson. Because
yes, it is.
He is a coach, Joe Dix, letting the official, talking to him about that over there.
He said, he's staying
fouling,
in, too.
Fouling the big man every time. And he's letting him know. Now he'll call out now. Official goes over to the score table. And I'm not sure what he's.
Like he's checking fouls.
I'm not sure. It's four on East Hall, two on them right now, two on Cross Creek. East Hall has the basketball with 25 on the shot clock. Jody trying to get it in, looking.
Throw it high.
They get it.
Ah.
Doggone it to get it to Tisby. Tisby goes in a hurry. Man got run over right there for East Hall. Throw it to. It's too long, and it's going to be a foul on Chasen, I believe. Yep.
That's
going to be
him.
Three on Chasen. Doggone it. And there's zero. Brigham will go to the line and shoot two.
At least the clock has stopped.
58-48.
They're about 50% shooting from the free throw out of that.
Free throw, no good.
They keep missing the front end, Joe.
8 out of 13, 9 out of 14 right now is what they're shooting. No, 8 out of 14, excuse me. Trial for one right here is Brigham. Brigham's shot is good. Used a lot of rim, but got it to fall. Now Bray will come in for Cohen right here. 4:43. That'll have Bray in there to help bring the basketball up before they get it in the backcourt to Miles. Mitchell gives it back to Sebastian. Sebastian goes up for the shot, and a foul call. Sebastian just went in kind of reckless abandon and drew a foul on Rashad Tisby, his third. And
Sebastian's playing with four fouls.
Yep, and Sebastian goes in. He'll get two free throws as that's Tisby's third foul. Spinelli will get two. Sebastian needs to hit both of them right here. The clock stopped. It's 11-point lead. Cut it to nine, big Sebastian. Ah, in and out. Don't want it. Chasen Jones comes in for big Eli Hayes. 4:36 left in the regulation.
But 25. You feel you got a chance, though, Joe.
Sebastian. Shot, back iron, no good. Knocked away. They get it. They come in a hurry. That's Dontrell Jackson. Jackson rolls around. over the top, layup good. Nice little floater up there to Leverett. Leverett caught it, laid it off the back glass. Good. They're up by 13. Spinelli gives it to Bray. Langston goes over to the right, back to Sebastian. Sebastian thought about three, backs up as the man Tisby's all over him. They get it to Cooper. Cooper goes down the right side. Cooper, layup, no good. As three or four guys go to the basket, they get it. Sebastian steps in front. That was all ball, but call a foul on Sebastian.
That's it. Five. That's five for him.
He swiped up, caught the ball first and then the arm, and that'll be five on Sebastian. He'll be out of the game, I do believe. Yeah,
yep.
He is. And we're going to go with Brock Gillespie will come in for Sebastian Spinelli. And they'll go to the line and shoot two.
If that's Sebastian's last plays at East Hall Viking this year, what a great year he had.
Yep. Now, Sebastian, just a junior, so he'll be back again next year. Spinelli fouls out with 4:03 remaining, 13-point lead by Cross Creek. There's zero. Brigham will be at the line shooting two.
Can't afford them to start spreading this game back out. They're down to eight.
Brigham hits the first one.
Now
he
it's 14.
Seven now. 62-48. Brigham, second shot is up. Good. Nothing but net on that second one. And East Hall will bring it in. They got a little pressure as Miles Mitchell. Jason Jones will take it out now. Let's see. Got a new man in for them. That's going to be 21. Rashad Luke come back in. Get it into Bray. Bray Langston in the backcourt. Bray going to bring it up. Kick it over here to Miles. Miles Mitchell brought it down. Pulls it back. The length on those guys is unreal. So Miles has it. Looking for a man to get open. Gives it to Cooper. Cooper loses control. Gives it back to Miles. Miles has it. Miles will kick in the corner to Bray with 15. Plenty of time. Bray. Hop, skip, jump ball. Can't get it to fall, but they drew a foul. Foul's going to be on their number five. Dontrell, that's five on Jackson,
it is.
I believe.
It should be.
Yep, they're giving instruction. The referee has not said anything. It must just be four.
Well, that's when they went over to talk to the score. Remember that last time round?
Nope, they're holding up four. That's just four on Jackson.
Okay. Ah. So they called on somebody else that last foul then, Joe, I bet you.
Had to. Big Bray hits a free throw, knocks that one down. One more.
Yeah, bring in the double figures.
Miles out, Brock back in. 63-49, 14-point lead. 13-point lead. Bray, 4-8, 12, 4-8, 10, 12, 4-13 now for Bray. Get it into the front court. That's number five, Jackson. Jackson guarded. Goes over here right in front of us to Leverett. Leverett dribbles down. Leverett. Jason Jones intercepts, gets the ball. Jason just took it away from him. Gets it over to Jody. Dudley dribbles up. No pressure on the far side. Gets it to Cooper. A little bit of a screen. Nice one. Cooper, three. Go, rims. They get the rebound. That's Leverett. Yeah, Leverett gives it over to Jackson, to Tisby. Tisby brings it up. Oh, nice pass inside and 24. A.J. Luke dunks it home. He has 10. Back up to 15 now. Bray thought about, pulls up from 15. Bray is short on that one. A.J. Luke gets it. A.J. gets it ahead to Tisby. Tisby passes back to A.J. Luke. A.J. Luke with a layup good, and he's fouled.
Yeah, we're starting to have empty possession, and they're scoring it every time down court.
Foul's going to be on number 30. That's Jody Dudley. And
again, he saw a cut down to eight. Now it's almost 17.
24. Another two by Luke, and he'll have a chance at one more here. Back up to 17. As Bray will come out. Cohen will go in. Jason will come out. Brock Gillespie will come in. So you got Eli, Cohen, Miles, Jody, and Cooper in the game for East Hall. And they pick you up wherever you are. Cooper over here right in front of us, and the man Brigham standing right next to him. Well, not Brigham, but Shine. A.J. Luke will stand in. Luke gets the ball. Dribbles a couple of times. Puts it on his hip. The free throw is up and good. Knocks that one down to Luke. He's got 13 on the night. Go the other direction is Miles Mitchell. Miles trying to get in front court. Does to Jody. Jody had it. Lost it. Got fouled. As a foul got called from behind, foul's going to be on number two. Shine, look at the referee, puts his hands up. That's why he called it on you, Shine, because you put your hands up. Like I didn't touch him. Well, you must have. Referee had it. Got him on the arm as he went by. Now Coach Kelly wants to talk to the official, and Jody Dudley will shoot two on the other end. Jody spins, free throws up, good. Jody with only 2 points on the night. Bray comes back in. Comes in for Eli. Bray. Jody's free throw. Good. Hits them both right there. He's got three. 68-52, 16-point lead. 2:40, a foul by East Hall in the backcourt. I think that was on Miles. And it'll go back down to the other end for zone Miles. That'll be his second. And they're in the bonus. Both teams are in the bonus now. And their number five, Dontrell Jackson, will get two shots. Jackson. Three throws up. Good.
Okay, East Hall made a battle here in the second half. Cut it down to 8 points after trailing by 24 at halftime.
Really playing their butts off right there, and then they get a break or two, go down and score on both of them, spread it back out. They knock down both free throws and just kind of went on another run.
And they're hitting their free throws.
Yep, they're hitting their free throws. Bray behind the back, pull-up jumper off the rim, no good. They get the rebound. They go the other way. Tisby has it. Goes in the front court to Leverett. Leverett pulls it back out to go to run clock with 2:25 now. Back over here to Shine. Shine to Jackson. Jackson back to Shine. Here way out front now. Guarded by Dudley with 2:15. Shine. Oh, nice pass into Tisby who gets the layup. Tisby just kind of snuck in behind the defense and got the layup right there. Jody Dudley brings it the other way. Has it in front. Wants to go to the basket. Gives it back to Bray. Bray kicks it back out to Cohen. Cohen thought about right there. Good hands by the man down here to catch the ball before it came down here with us. It'll be Esau's basketball with 22 on the shot clock. Now back up to a 20-point lead. Cooper looking to get it in. Cooper looking, got it to Jody. Had to throw a bullet to him as Dontrell Jackson all over him. And Bray, or excuse me, Cooper gets that one. Kicks it back over, and they get it. And it's going to be out of bounds on A.J. Luke. And it'll reset the shot clock to 35. So East Hall have a full shot clock. Not that they'll use it, but they'll have the clock 145 and 35 on the shot clock. And East Hall's basketball right in front of their bench. Jody Dudley will take it out. Jody looking and looking and looking to get it in. Can't find anybody. Throw it high. Gives it to Bray. Bray goes up, tips it, gets the ball. Kicks it into Cooper. Cooper, three ball. In and out. There's Bray follows. It falls off. Wow, Bray went up there, tipped it, but it rolled off the rim. They go the other direction. There's number 12, Leverett. Leverett, oh, Leverett gave it up to Jackson, who gave it back to Leverett, and Leverett dunked it home.
Again, their athleticism is going to win this ball game.
Got a warning on Jackson for them for the late game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, after the made basket.
He'll go the other way, or East Hall will have it. Cohen gets it in to Jody. Dudley brings it up, and a timeout call, a 30-second full timeout by Joe Dix.
And we're back in 1 minute, one more time from Douglasville, 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at Legacy Arena, 122 left in the quarter. Coach Joe Dix calling on all the subs. Micah Mara in the game. Miles Johnson in the game. Matthew Griffin in the game. Jaden Faulkner in the game. And Eli Hayes. They kick it in the corner. Miles Johnson, three ball, no good. They go the other direction. That's number two, Derek Shine. Layup by Shine is good. On the other end, he's got 13. Oh, they got 9, 11, 12 now, excuse me. Back court, they go ahead to Eli Hayes. Eli throws it over the top. Give it up there to Johnson, three ball. Johnson knocks down a three. Miles with his first three of the night. The seventh of the night by East Hall. 50 seconds and 30 on the shot clock. They give it over to Shine. Shine gives it back over to Leverett. Leverett launches a three, no good. Eli goes up, tips it over to Micah. Morrow brings it up in the front court. Morrow wants to take it in, kicks it in the far side. Miles Johnson on the other side. Miles Johnson knocks down another three. What in the world? Where's he been hiding? Go the other direction. Leverett, or Tisby takes it in. Tisby goes up for the basket. Got it and won.
Surprisingly, is Joe, Coach Kelly keeping his starters in while Esau's gone to their bench.
Exactly. Fouls on number two, Micah Mara. That'll be two on Micah. Yeah, he goes with his starters in there. Number two, Derek Shine, or excuse me, Tisby got the basket, and he'll get a free throw to go along with that one.
He's not going very deep in his bench either.
Now he's going to put all of his subs in there.
Thank you. About time.
Yep.
Should have done it at the last timeout.
Yes, he should have. They will have Markel Marshall comes in the game. He'll come in for Shine. Number three, Aiden Nichols in the game. Number 23, Jaden Thomas, who's been in, he's back in. And Ryan Wells-Jones, number 35, in the game. Tisby shoots the free throw, misses it, no good. Rebound comes down. It's a hell ball. Thank you, guys. Eli Hayes wouldn't let go of it. Good job, Eli. Came down at the same time with Jaden Thomas. It'll be East Hall's basketball. Number 15, Chance Evans, a freshman, will come in the game now for Tisby. With 25 seconds left in the game. Jaden Faulkner will bring it up for 20 seconds. Jaden dribbles over on the near side. Handles the ball pretty good. Jaden gets it way over here to Matthew Griffin. Matthew wants to go to the basket, does, and loses control. Goes to the ground hard, and a foul called. And Matthew, I think, will go to the basket, go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on 35, excuse me, Ryan Wells Johnson. And number 14, Matthew Griffin will go to the line shooting two. Matthew trying to get in the scorebook tonight with 9.9 seconds. Matthew's first free throw, no good, in and out. Matthew, a sophomore, he'll be back next year. A long line of Griffins has played here at East Hall, Michael.
Yes.
In every sport. Matthew's second free throw, rolls in, good. Matthew Griffin gets in the score. They have it with 8 seconds. Get it over on the far side to 25. We'll shoot that one. That was Tisby. They get it over to 23. That'll be your ball game. 78-59 is your final. East Hall on the losing end to Cross Creek.
The season comes to a close for the Vikings. They end the year as the Region 8 AAA champions, 14-16 overall. We're back in 2 minutes. Wrap it up for you. On 97.5 Glory FM.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway. Eat more chicken!
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something?
Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Welcome to Longstreet Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Longstreet Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Oops.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Welcome back to High School Basketball, 97.5 Glory FM. It all began back in November with our first broadcast of East Hall Basketball. Ends this evening on March the 7th with the Vikings falling to the Cross Creek Razorbacks 78-59. It will be an all-region 4 AAA championship as the Razorbacks take on the Harlem Bulldogs, who upset Sandy Creek today, which is a feat in itself right there,
well,
Joe.
They actually beat Sandy Creek in second round by one.
Oh, second? Okay, my
then
bad.
Then they beat Troop County, who beat Cherokee Bluff by 15, and then beat Douglas Atlanta by 13 today.
Was it Douglas? Okay, had right backwards. Okay. So that's a road right there for
yep,
Harlem, I'm telling
it
you.
Is.
You
it
go
is,
from Sandy
is.
Creek to Troop to Douglas, and then look what this team from Cross Creek was able to do by beating Baldwin in their last game, a region game, and then being East Hall the way they did here today. Jumping out that big lead at halftime. Jumping out to a 24-point halftime lead. But then East Hall cut it back to 8 as close as they could get it. But then all of a sudden they went on another one. One of those runs. They had a couple of those in this ball game.
They had a couple of runs there, Mike. Like you said, they were up by, 14, 42, 18?
24.
24 at the half. The East Hall outscored them 11 in the third quarter to cut it to 13. But they cut it to 8.
Uh-huh.
And had the basketball, couldn't convert, and then all of a sudden went it back out to like 12 or 13 points for Cross Creek. And at that time, East Hall just couldn't score anymore. For East Hall tonight, Cooper Barton led the way with 17, 2 for Sebastian Spinelli, 11 for Bray Langston, 6 for Miles Johnson, 11 for Miles Mitchell, 1 for Matthew Griffin, 2 for Brock Gillespie, 3 for Jody Dudley, 4 for Eli Hayes, and 2 for Cohen Bryant. And for Cross Creek, 8 for Brigham, 22 for Tisby, 12 for Shine, 3 for Ruffin, 11 Jackson, 6 for Leverett, 2 for Luke, Rashad Luke, and 13 for A.J. Luke. We were 11 of 17 from the charity stripe and 8 three-pointers. Cooper had 5 of those all coming in the second half, and they were 14 of 22 from the line and had 3 three-pointers all in the first half.
Go back to that and see the number of three-pointers they had on the first half.
Yep.
East Hall had 1 in the first half, and then 7 in the second half there, 5 by Barton and 2 by Johnson there to end the ball game.
Yep.
And, again, it shows you the firepower. And a lot of teams would just pack it in, Joe, there at halftime. But East Hall stayed in the locker room right at 10 minutes. The horn and sounder would go, say, where are they at? And they came out here right as the second half started, and they were on fire in the second half.
Yep, they came out and played really good. They didn't miss a lot of shots there in that third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It started in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden Cross Creek hit another run to stretch it back out. They won the fourth quarter by 6, but at that time the damage kind of had been done.
Defense again, you couldn't stop them at times.
Yeah, that defense, and they're so long and athletic, man alive. You know, and as I said, one of their guys knocked the ball away on a long pass down here to my left one time, and his momentum, he had to jump a row of chairs and the little barrier there to jump, and he must have did about a 4-foot jump in the air and over these chairs before he landed. Good grief, I'd have hurt myself trying to do that.
It reminded me, Joe, I flashed back when that happened. Years ago, down at the Macon Coliseum, Gainesville High was playing, And Deshaun Watson, I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was about, 14 years ago. Deshaun was playing, and he jumped over press row here and over one of the reporters here to my right here. And he just ducked, and Deshaun jumped over. That's what it reminded me of.
Yep. Very athletic team. And, you know, when you find a team that's that athletic and mm-hmm. can kind of almost score at will, if you will, it's tough to beat them. And East Hall ran into a buzzsaw. They were only down 11 after one. But then that second quarter, when they got that big lead, they outscored by 19 in the second quarter and went on that 24-point lead at the half.
They had a fabulous fast break transition game. Yep. Reminds you of a college team.
Boom, boom, boom. They, you know, Tisby, their big man, would get it, take a couple of dribbles, hit a guy here on the wing, and they go deep or whatever every time. And, you know, the recipient of that was either Shine or A.J. Luke or Dontrell Jackson most of the time. And they did a fabulous job, and they went to the hole good. They went with either hand, too. A lot of times they were with the left. Sometimes they go with the right, even right side, right hand on the left side. So, I mean, they went either way with it tonight.
Well, that does it for us here when it comes to high school basketball, 97.5 Glory FM, as we bring you more local sports coverage than any other radio station in North Georgia. We get ready for baseball next week. On Tuesday, we are scheduled to bring you the game between Cherokee, Bluff, and Monroe in the Monroe area, and the Bears' first region game of the year in 8AAA, and then a region 6AAA game on Thursday at North Oscar Trail Field between two of the best in AAA in region 6AAA, a battle between the Pickens Dragons and the North Hall Trojans coming up on Thursday here on 97.5 Glory FM. And, Joe, I'll tell you what, East Hall, we mentioned before, with the transition from the time that Joe Dix left, went to Collins Hill, and came back, it was going to take him a while to get things going. Now they have, and they've got a bright future ahead of them.
Well, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. The congratulations to these seniors finishing out on a really strong year here at the end of the season, winning, 12 of the last 14. Jason Jones, a senior this year. Michael Morrow, a senior this year. Miles Johnson coming in hitting two big threes, a senior this year. And Khalil Goss, mm-hmm. a senior. Those are the four seniors. The rest of them are sophomores, juniors, and a couple of freshmen thrown in there. So the future looks bright for the East Hall Vikings.
Look at Dudley and Hayes, those two freshmen, for example.
Exactly. I mean, you got Eli Prince Smith, Bray Owens, Jody Dudley, all freshmen, along Jamal Ellison. Then you got sophomores with Cooper Barton, Matthew Griffin, Brock Gillespie, Jaden Faulkner, juniors Cohen Bryant, Jaquez Franks, Miles Mitchell, Bray Langston, just a junior, and Sebastian Spinelli. So they ought to have a really good run next year, everybody staying healthy.
Well, in my mind, it's going to be difficult for anybody else to get on this team. They got four spots, and they may have to make some more for those other kids coming up next year.
Hey, you never know. I mean, if he's got some more kids that can move up, it might be one of those years that where some of those sophomores stay back and play JV ball because they may be loaded. But, you know, Coach Dix, along with Coach Davenport, likes to bring those young guys up so they can get the experience, get the practice time and all that stuff with these guys. And so that means a lot for them.
A little different next year because the letters will change. East Hall go to Quad A in the 26-27 season, and they'll have a very difficult region they'll be playing in next year. But that's one of the things this year got them ready for the state playoffs.
Oh, yeah. They play in a really tough region this year. You had a really good Jefferson team. The schedule that Coach Dix puts together, they play a lot of basketball, but a lot of good teams. And I think that speaks well volumes for them. That's how you get to this point of the season.
All right. The clock's at zero on the season when it comes to high school basketball again. Time changes. Daylight savings time begins on Sunday morning at 2. Make sure you set your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed so you'll be on time tomorrow morning at church. And we've got high school baseball starting on Tuesday as we change seasons, as Joe and I will be at the home of the Bears at Bluff Ballpark at Cherokee Bluff coming up on Tuesday, as it will be the Monroe Area Purple Hurricanes taking on the Cherokee Bluff Bears. Then on Thursday, against Pickens and North Hall from Cottrell Field with high school baseball. We go from one season to the next, bringing you the very best in high school sports coverage here on 97.5 Glory FM. And final thing, thank you for all the sponsors. We have some great friends who are sponsors here at 97.5 Glory FM. I call them commercial partners because it's a partnership in what we do to bring you the very best in local sports coverage here on 97.5 Glory FM. Make sure you go to them and participate in their business and tell them how much you appreciate them being a part of high school sports here on 97.5 Glory FM. For our entire team here at 97.5 Glory FM, one more time, for our producer back in Gainesville, Nathan Letty. For Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Warford. Thanks for being with us here as you've been tuned to high school basketball on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night High School Basketball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, Long Street Cafe, Riverside Pharmacy, and by Chick-fil-A. Join us next time for more great basketball action on Friday Night Basketball. This has been a sports presentation of 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio. We'll be right back.